Ever wish you could predict the future? Like not winning lottery numbers, although that would be nice, but knowing which marketing campaigns will be a hit before you even launched.
It'd certainly take a lot of the guesswork out of it, wouldn't it?
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Well, on today's deep dive, we're looking at a company that did just that, using something called dynamic time warping.
Dynamic time warping, DTW.
Yeah.
Sounds a little intimidating, right?
Okay, maybe more than a little, but stick with us, folks, because this is seriously cool stuff. We're talking about a company sells office equipment, printers, software, that kind of thing.
And they had this one marketing campaign that was a smashing success, brought in tons of leads. But here's the thing.
They wanted to bottle that lightning,
Right.
figure out what made it work, and then find other markets where they could repeat that success.
Right. Only problem is marketing campaigns are expensive. They couldn't afford to just launch it everywhere and cross their fingers.
So how'd they do it? Did they get a hold of a time machine? Is that where the warping comes in?
Well, not quite. That's where DTW comes in.
Okay, so how does it work?
It's all about finding patterns. Think of it like this. Imagine you've got sales graphs from different markets.
Okay, got it. Sales over time, yeah.
DTW compares the shapes of those graphs. It can spot those little, almost invisible trends and tell you which markets are most similar based on how those trends, well, trend.
So it's not just if sales went up or down, it's how they went up or down.
Exactly. Do they spike early and then level off? Do they have a slow and steady climb? Those subtle differences can make all the difference.
Yeah. This is blowing my mind a little bit, not gonna lie. So they fed their data into this DTW machine and dot what? It spit out a list of target markets.
Well, it's a bit more nuanced than that. First, they ran some smaller test campaigns just to get a feel for things, you know.
Yeah, okay, makes sense. Test the waters.
Exactly. Seven different markets. They call them candidate markets. They track those campaigns for 5 months, measuring how many leads they generated.
And this is where they brought the DTW in, right? To compare those candidate markets against that initial super successful campaign.
You got it. They essentially asked, okay, DTW would. Which of these candidate markets looks the most like our rock star campaign?
And hold on, I'm catching up here. But they could compare all those markets at the same time against that one benchmark campaign.
Yep. It's called one-to-many comparison. And it's one of the things that makes DTW so powerful. You don't have to limit yourself to just two data sets. You can analyze a whole bunch at once.
Okay, that's seriously impressive. But the big question is, did it work?
Well, DTW pointed them towards four markets that looked very similar to their initial success story.
So they went for it, launched the full campaign in those four markets.
They did. But here's the thing. Remember those other three markets, the ones DTW flagged as a potential mismatch.
Yeah, what about them?
By deciding not to launch the campaign in those markets, they saved $250,000.
Get out! Seriously.
Seriously. And those four markets, the ones they did target, those brought in an extra $2.1 million in revenue.
So this wasn't just some happy accident. DTW gave them real, actionable insight.
It's all about working smarter, not harder.
100%. Okay, I have to ask because this is what I'm thinking now. Could you use this for like anything? Is it just for marketing campaigns?
The beauty of DTW is it can be applied to any industry where you have historical data and you're trying to make predictions about the future. Imagine using it to forecast inventory needs or to predict equipment failures in a factory.
So basically, anything where you're looking for patterns over time, this could be a game changer.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting. You know, it's not just about analyzing what happened, it's about using that knowledge to make better decisions in the future.
It makes you wonder how much data is out there, just waiting for someone to make sense of it all.
It's like a whole world of hidden connections just waiting to be discovered.
So for everyone listening, here's something to think about. What hidden patterns might be lurking in your world? What data do you have that, with a little DTW magic, could unlock incredible insights? That's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep on warping or something like that.